Blog Talk Radio.
Me for time. When you tell me you love me, can't you see I'm trying to climb? Damn, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Yeah. Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. Yeah. Asia Downing.
Yes.
What's happening? Now listen here. We jump right back into relationships, okay? Back to school just ended. First of all, let me do this, Asia, because I never really promote. I was just doing like five different things at one time, but I'm finally done. I'm finally done figuring out the all of the technical difficulties and everything else I was doing, and I'm sitting down and I'm ready for this. I hope you all are ready for this. We've got an amazing special guest coming up. Chris Cotton is going to be joining us. Asia Downing is here. And the thing that I never do is I never promote stuff on air. I don't promote shows. And I don't know if I'm going to make this a pattern. But for today, because it's a busy time, I'm just going to plug one or two things. See, first of all, you know, it's funny. My special guest is headlining at Comedy Works Bristol, which is at Georgine's Restaurant, 1320 Newport Road in Bristol, PA, this weekend he's there. I will be at Comedy Works Bristol the following week. So September 23rd and 24th, I will be at that location. This weekend, I will be at Helium Comedy Club, opening for Carly Aquilina. She's been on Girl Code. And on September the 22nd, this is for all of my New York City family, you can find me at Caroline's. I'm doing Caroline's Presents at Caroline's on Broadway. And there's some stuff in October, but that's way too much for one show already. Now, I said that we would do a show about functional alcoholism this week. I lied. We're doing that next week. That's not what we're doing. I got my weeks mixed up last week. I was hyped. We were ending the show, and I didn't know what I was talking about. But I know what I'm talking about now, and we're doing that next week. We're going to talk about alcohol from a cultural standpoint, and we're going to talk about how one of my friends, who was a functional alcoholic for so long, has learned so many life lessons. His name's Mike Logan, and I can't wait to talk to him. If you want to call up, this is a very exciting episode. I'm in love with a thug. I'm in love with a hoe. Am I wrong? Like I said, some people have been waiting on this. The number is 646-595-3259. While we welcome your call, I discourage it unless you're really ready. Okay, call in at your own risk. Because this is going to get intense. We're going to have a lot of fun. And now that that's all over with, Asia, let me begin with love. I always end with love, and I'm going to begin with love. All right? Love is obviously the greatest thing that exists. Love is the most beautiful thing that exists. It is the most persuasive thing. It's just good. It's great. It's phenomenal. We all love love. Love saves us. Love is good. It's great. We need it. We all want it. A few things that that love is additionally, love is also dangerous. And love can also be blind, all right? And one of the worst feelings is falling in love with someone you cannot have. Another thing about love, love is sloppy, okay? We don't know what we're doing. That's why. Love is messy. Love is just a shambles, okay? Because, I mean, some people figure it out. Some people who, and that's still debatable, because maybe they just think they figured it out and they're just tolerating someone for their entire life. But I do believe that people figure it out. Some people are happily married until the day they die. And those people have figured it out. I mean, they figured it out, but for those of us that are still unmarried or in and out of marriages, Lord have mercy, or maybe we just have halfway given up, but we kind of don't care. We still trying to figure this thing out. It's messy. It's sloppy. We don't know what the hell we're doing. Okay? Now, I'm in love with a thug. I'm in love with a hoe. These are two completely different topics. And I kind of realized that as I was about to get on the air, because I'm thinking, okay, this is two topics jammed into one. And there's also a bunch of subtopics here. You see, we'll spend most of this show talking about being in love with a thug, because the whole thing, I think, is pretty obvious. You got to get out of love with this hoe. You got to stop loving the hoe. We know the answer. The answer is that, yes, you're wrong if you're in love with the hoe. You're wrong and they're wrong. That's just all wrong. That love is wrong. It's a bad love, okay? That's a love that you need to figure out. And clearly, the hoe got to stop hoeing. Now, we saw Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail. Phenomenal movie, okay? This girl's a hooker. She's out there doing what the hell she wants to do. She's selling sex. She's a hoe. But this guy loves this hoe, and he changes the hoe. Or maybe the hoe changes because of his facilitation or because he inspired her to change. That is something I would not advise. I don't advise trying to change hoes. That is a game that you should not play. You know, you should let hoe, you can try, but I think J. Cole had it right. Okay, you can't save the hoe. You just can't leave the hoe where the hoe is. And maybe in a few years, see if she's still a hoe. And if you still free, and if she ain't hoeing, try again. But don't wait on hoes. Now we may touch on that again. But Asia, I'm going to let you go in a second, and we're going to bring on our special guest after I say a few quick things. Just bear with me, okay? Now, I was talking to a woman, and she told me some things. This was a week or two ago, and she told me one of the biggest reasons that women love hoes, I mean, love thugs. Thugs. This is thugs now. It's thugs. The reason, by the way, that I decided to do both is because I wanted to do the male version. Okay, now we know women struggle that fall in love with thugs. They struggle with that. But I wanted to say, okay, well, do men have that same struggle? What's that struggle look like for a man? And I said, okay, well, that's because the man fell in love with hoe. But because, I mean, women aren't necessarily thugs as much that men men don't fall for the thug women. Not most men, whatever. But listen, this woman I was talking to, she told me one of the biggest reasons that they love thugs. And she said that it's a turn on for a man to tell you what to do. She said that thugs are simply more aggressive. And she said that a lot of women are turned on by aggression. First of all, you got the obvious aggression, sexual aggression, okay? A lot of women like to be slammed up against the wall, okay? Smacked on the backside, just pushed around and thrown around. They love that crazy stuff. and maybe even other forms of aggression, you know, verbal aggression, decisiveness, saying, okay, we doing this today. This is what we doing. This is what I said we're doing. Let's do it. She's like, oh, my God, he's so decisive. I like him because he's a thug. That's a thug. Now, the first thing I got to say about thugs, and this would be my advice to women, is that falling in love with a thug or having a thug comes with too many burdens, way too many burdens. And the premier burden, we're going to discuss a myriad of the burdens in a second, but my premier burden is the financial burden. Okay, thugs love money, but thugs think differently about money than men who are not thugs. Now, a lot of hip hop artists are thugs, and trust me, I mean, if your thug is a millionaire, then that's okay. I mean, I advise falling in love with that thug. That's an okay love. But most thugs struggle financially, and this is the biggest long-term burden of being with a thug. Thugs have a poor executive mindset, unless you're talking about drug dealers, which Lord knows, you know, if you want one that bad, get you one. But I have tons of other things to say, but my special guest is going to join us in a second. And Asia, you've got things to say. Let us have it.
Well, I like you, I always have a lot of worries about trying to keep it short and sweet.
I'm sorry, I got carried away again.
No, that we share that. It's great. I understand. So I empathize. I understand. Well, I guess first off, when I hear thug, I never really associate that with anything positive. As far as the girl that thinks that thug, you know, she wants a guy who tells her what to do. Like, why don't you find yourself an assertive guy or a confident guy? Like, you don't have to go out and find a thug, because when I think of thug, I think of a criminal or someone that's against the law or doesn't abide by the law, someone who has had the wrong run-in with the law. This is just negative thing. So I really don't think they should be these things that these bad boy type of imaging that are drawn to these women. Like, I don't think that they should go that route. Like, you can find somebody else with traits like that, but that aren't negative. Like, I do think that, you know, it's wrong. You can't really choose who you love, but if you want
to
be,
that's what I was just about to get to. Go ahead.
If you now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not downing people, like, because, you know, some people have done things in their past. Let's say if, you know, you've gotten in trouble with the law when you were 16 or 17 or at a younger age, and then now you're trying to better yourself, like you were, like, an ex-thug, something like that. Or if you are wanting to change for the better, you know, because I do think that people do change, not all the time, but you have to want to change. So I'll say for both sides, if you're a man wanting to date a hoe, or if you're a woman that wanted to date a thug, and you see something in this person and want to try to help them better themselves, I can see doing that. But don't bring yourself down to them. Like, don't lose your momentum. And then if they don't want to be helped, you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. So if you don't see any changes, you know, after dating this person for, you know, you might have to put in some time, but a couple months, a few months, if you see that nothing has changed, then I think you should move on.
Yeah. Yeah, and Asia, I definitely want you to jump in with Chris Cotton as well, being our resident female. Now, you said something really, really important. That's a really, really important question, or a really important concept for this particular topic, and that is that you can't control who you love. Can you control who you love? That's a topic that we'll definitely do exclusively on a different day, because many people think, I mean, like I said, love is blind. You fall in love, and then what happens? Do you just say no to your heart? I don't know. Anyway, my special guest is a guy that I met at the last house about 5 years ago, and our families bowl together. That's a very very little known fact about us, but we're great friends. He's one of my big brothers in the comedy game. I love all my big brothers in the comedy game. He's been on the Artie Lang show. He's a repeat special guest. He's joined us last year to talk relationships. He's rejoining us. He was on Gotham Comedy Live. He has his own production company, the co-founder of Center City Comedy. He's worked with Godfrey, Keith Robinson, Kevin Hart. Good guy, okay? Now, we've got Chris Cotton. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing, man?
Good. We took a while. We took a while getting to you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I heard all of that. It was a lot of pre-yapping going on, but...
yeah, Well, the special guest is usually the second half of the show, but sometimes I like the conversation before because I feel like it fires you up.
yeah.
Before you get in. So what's your first reaction to what you've heard?
I agree with most of it. I don't agree when people say you can't pick who you love. I don't agree with that 100%, but it's just neither here nor there, because I have a different perspective on it, in the sense of, like, I don't think you can choose who you love, but I do think you can pick who you choose to keep talking to before you fall in love with them. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a thing where you gotta do some prep work. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I never went the sub route in the sense of selling drugs, but in the sense of, like you said, the people that's not a thug, I have the traits. Like, I have thug traits. Like if it's like somebody that doesn't have sickle cell, I got sickle cell traits. You know what I mean? I don't got it.
Yeah.
I got all the traits of a thug. So when my wife, she's fell in love with a thug, technically, but I just never did the thug activity, so she kind of got lucky. But it was also one thing where I realized real early in the game, you got to choose. You kind of pre-choose who you're going to. If you feel something for somebody, either you bail out then so you don't get stuck in there and start loving them, or you ride it out and you let it happen.
Now, obviously, the two key things I forgot to say about Chris Cotton, the first of which you probably figured out by the credits I said, but he's a stand-up comedian, and the other thing is that you're married, which is important for this show. You're married, and so we'll get back in a second to not only you being married, but to the thug thing, because the thug topic is where we'll spend a little more time. But let's quickly touch on a man who falls in love with a hoe.
Ooh.
Right.
No, now, I'm just, listen, I, that's it. You know what's funny? I think that most dudes, first of all, I think if you fall in love with a hoe early in the game, meaning like around 18, 19, you're killing yourself. It's bad. It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think anybody who falls in love with a hoe over the age of 30, and as long as she's like, at that point, you can have conversations, and that can work in your benefit.
It can work in your benefit.
Yes, if over 30
Over the over 30 hoe can work in a man's benefit. Being in love with this hoe can work to his benefit.
Mm-hmm. It can.
Okay, So elaborate on how loving this over 30 hoe works to his benefit. I mean, her being a hoe is not just being overly sexual. But when I say hoe, I mean a hoe as in he finds her in a place where she loves having sex with guys, period. Not only him, but guys, period. Yeah, so why exactly is that a good thing, or does that work to his benefit?
Oh, I don't think it's a good thing. I think, that's why I select my words. I said it can work to his benefit.
Gotcha. So why does it work to his benefit?
It could because, all right, like, you got to think, just like a chick, when y'all said earlier, like, if a guy goes to jail, he comes back, home and he's trying to get himself together, technically hoes can do the same thing. They can go through their whole hoe stage until a certain point, and they can say, I'm done with that, because I met you, and they can be shutting it down. Now, the benefits are the skills in which they've acquired in getting to that level. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
So if you're 30 and up and you can accept the fact that they got a pass and just say, I don't care, the people are like, oh, that she used to be, we 30-something. Everybody used to be. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Point out somebody who didn't used to be something, and I can point out somebody who used to be something. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And on that aspect, once you get a certain age, that used to be stuff kind of goes out the window. Now you have to have a certain level of maturity to accept a person's hoism. Just like a lady who wants that thug dude, I think again over 30, if you could, if he's at that point in his life where he's like, yeah, because those dudes over 30 who used to be thugs, kind of at 30, if you make it to that level, you realize you kind of blessed and you gotta shut it down. Most of them just like, it's time to shut the thugging down. I've got to get this job at McDonald's so I can get my next job. You know what I mean? And at that point, you get all the benefits. No money most of the time, but you get all the benefits of the other thug traits. And that's what they aiming for, just like you want all the whole traits.
Right. Yeah, see, I was more so thinking about a woman who's still hoeing, but I think you're more so thinking in terms of a woman who's kind of on her last leg of hoeing. She's kind of giving hoeing up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Nah. Oh, you talking about current hoeing?
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
Yeah. That's not gonna work. Yeah.
To each his own, man.
Yeah. especially, but if she used to be a hoe, like you said, I agree with you. Especially if you're over 30 as well. Because she used to be, and you used to be, so y'all both 30-year-old used to be. So just accept it. And most women don't hoe forever. That's why I said if you like to hoe that much, leave her alone for a bunch of years. Come back and if you're still free, and see if she's still hoeing, because hoeing gets old. It gets old.
Nah, I think the hoes get old too, though. Like hoeing
that,
gets
and that's
old,
why
but the
hoeing gets old
because
you get old.
They old. Well, no, they don't quit the hoeing. They just change it up. They understand because by then they are like top notch expert in hoes, and either they advance or they get out the game. And a lot of them after you pass the age of 27, if you're still doing hoe stuff, you've just decided to go to the next level of it. You know what I mean? Which is like, you strategically picking dudes who you know you trap. That's when you started getting the girls with the ladies who do the traps. And all that, you know what I mean? The BB scams, the WIC scams. That's when you start getting into scamming. Because at that point, you become a hoe that got to do scams because all she know how to do is hoe.
Right.
Same with thugs. Thugs do the same thing. You ever meet thug dudes who you like, he never had a job before, but he always got somewhere to live? They literally have somewhere to live via thugging, and what they do is use that aggressive the traits they learned over the years via those aggressive tendencies in the band room, and they use that to have somewhere to live. So it's all the same scam. It's just gender wise differently. It's a little different. I got a cousin who I don't think he's ever had a legal job, but he's always had someone to live. You know, I mean, you don't not have someone to live because you don't have a job. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Got you. Now, first of all, Asia, do you have any reactions to all this before we get back to
I do agree with as far as people changing and trying to. I guess like now that we're older, if you had things in your past, whether you were a thug or if you were a hoe, that you know you can give somebody a second chance or give somebody a chance. And then I also do agree with what he said in the beginning about choosing not who you love, but who you choose to fall in love with. Because when you start dating, I feel like you do, like, okay, you got your little checklist, and things don't match up right, you can stop talking to the person, or you can continue to be like, hey, let's see where this goes, and then you end up falling in love with this person, and you don't want to end up being with that shit. So I do agree with that.
I feel like the older you get, the quicker you have to stop it, the quicker you have to notice the red flag.
Right.
But now, Chris, you're married.
Yes, I'm married.
Yeah. And you pointed out that you're basically a thug that's not a thug. Basically, is that how you would say it? How did you say it?
Yeah, I'm a non-practicing thug. Like that's what
right.
I was. I just didn't sell the drugs and stuff. I'm non-practicing. You know what I mean? It's like Jews who like don't go to synagogue. You know what I mean? I'm like non-practicing.
No, I would agree. I would say that's definitely you. That's definitely a good description of you. Now, does your wife fall for thugs? Like, I mean, I know it's not nice to be asking husbands about
my
about,
wife. Kind of
like,
was she likes chubby
type,
dudes.
But,
I think my wife likes yeah. chubby dudes, and I happen to fall under the thug category. And technically, I think she definitely does like that vibe. But she won't admit it up front, but I think she kind of likes the thuggish vibe because she's from North Philly. But she was like, she's the good, smart, you know what I mean, quiet and all that. And she's sassy now, but she's good and smart and all that. So she was like, I don't want to marry. But she's like, shut up. But I never was that way. I never was like a shut up dude. I was more of like a, oh, man, anybody trying to hear all that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm South Philly thug. Like, North Philly thugs are loud and belligerent. South Philly thugs are quiet. Like, come on, calm that down. We that type of thing.
Yeah.
Calm that down. Ain't nobody going to be coming
yeah.
out here with all that foolishness. You know what I mean? We say stuff
right,
like
right.
foolishness.
Right. Now, as far as women falling in love with practicing thugs, I mean
mm-hmm.
thugs who are real life teardrops
face
on their
tattoo?
Eyes,
face
yeah,
tattoo,
right, packing heat at the crib, thugs. First of all, before I ask you the big question, the first thing that I think about is, can you bring anybody home? Like, is it okay? Is it okay to fall in love with somebody that nobody agrees with you being with?
I don't know. You know something with that? And I think that's a family thing because I don't – in my family, we just like kind of go – if you bring them home, we guess you like them and we kind of go with the flow. If we don't like them
– Yeah, a lot of families are like that, yeah.
Yeah, like, and we just kind of go with it. And either if they horrible people – then hopefully you come to light. But if they're just annoying and we don't like them, that's just our own personal preference. You know what I mean? You can't get mad at nobody because they don't like their preference. But now with some families, it's super judgmental. You bring this retired thug home and his current practicing thug, and they like, you don't come in my house, and they just own you and all that, which I get it. Because honestly, the if you're dealing with a current now practicing thug, first of all, you're an idiot. In this generation, current active thugs are kind of becoming obsolete. You know what I mean? Unless you live in like
right.
Detroit or like Flint, Michigan, where you don't have running water. Like, you got to be somewhere where prehistoric problems exist to deal with a practicing thug. You can't be
right.
in an up and running metropolis that has things going on. You know what I mean? Like, anywhere
yeah.
where you got wireless internet, you can't be with a practicing thug. Because it's just like they still doing old, they still got you bagging up drugs, naked. Like, come on, man. Like, you should have some sort of robot suit by now. Like, 2016. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be doing old thug tricks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's my personal opinion. I also haven't been doing a lot of thugging, so I don't know if they've advanced at all or not. They might not have robots to do the bagging, so you still might have to do the naked bagging thing. I don't know. I haven't done my research.
Yeah. So, I just got two more cool questions. I didn't want this to turn into like a question answer. But I gotta say, what do you have to say about the aggression comment that my friend had? Did you hear me when I delineated this?
Oh,
now
yeah.
what do you think about women who love aggression?
I think that's a very real thing. It's a very real thing, and it's, I don't think it's wrong at any, because, I mean, that's more, that has nothing to do with, like, it's bad because you got to take the deal with the bad, some people believe, when you got these aggressive dudes who sexually they might be just as aggressive in the bedroom. So now you got this thug who's aggressive on and off the court, and, yeah, you got to deal with the on-the-court stuff. You're like, I don't really want that, but you got to take the off-the-court stuff. That's the stuff you want. And I think that is generally true, depending on the dude. Because some dudes might act like DMX on the court, but then they get on the court and they spud web. You know what I mean? They're not really making a lot of noise, a lot of passing going on. A lot of passing.
Yeah.
They're not dunking on nobody. You know what I mean? You think you're going to get dunked
yeah.
on, and they be like, he ain't even dunk on me. You know what I mean? But that's where it comes with trial and error, and that's where women end up becoming hoes in search of thugs. You know what I mean? So now that's when you're looking for that aggression. Now you become the neighborhood hoe, and you're like, how did that happen? Because you're looking for a thug. And thugs, you got to
yeah.
go through the – you got to get past the facade, because you might have a crying thug when you wanted a non-crying thug.
Yeah, Lord knows they come in many, many different shapes and sizes. These thugs.
Do you think
many different genres. Many different genres of thug. Yeah.
Was that incorrect? As the only lady on the in the position, was that an incorrect depiction of what the ladies are looking for?
Yeah. No. I like it. I think on the court, off the court. Is a really proper depiction of the burdens that come along with it. You know, I mean, I'm sure many people would love to have a player with the skills T.O. had,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want T.O.
Yeah, you don't want the problem. You just don't want the problem.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. No. So listen to me. So we're ending the show, people. This is it. Thanks for joining us. Now, this will be the last. This will be the last closing conversation right now. So listen, a woman is in love. Forget falling in love. Take falling out. It's too late. Okay? She is currently in love with a thug. Now, she's got all the typical in love with a thug excuses. He's trying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's trying. His heart is in the right place. Okay? He may not show up to church, but he's a good dude. Okay? I love him. Y'all don't like him, but I love him. Now, what do you say? Say this is your daughter. This is your daughter. What's your best advice? What do you say? How do you react to a person who's in love with all the wrong, it may not be wrong, because you could be right. I mean, how do you know she's not right? How do you know he won't someday be in church, or he won't someday be, you know, a millionaire? I mean, just like hoes are used to be thugs. Thugs transform. There's thugs that become preachers and pastors, you know,
or DMX.
Mace was kind of a thug. But DMX, that's a great example of DMX.
But I think, first of all, okay, if it's a father or a brother or a cousin, a male that has this problem, you can't talk to the woman. You have to talk to the thug. And you have to tell him, like, you got to come to him man to man. Even if you're scared he might beat you with the gun, you got to realize that this is a chance you got to take, and you got to step up and talk to him. All right, now, for women, you can talk to the daughter. It's not going to work. But you have to just tell them, look, when you make the decision 10 years from now, you can't talk about the present. You can't say, well, he trying to, like, realize something. In 10 years, if this is where you want to be, I'm going to support your right to make the decision, and you got to show him support and say, look, but in 10 years from now, if he doesn't turn, you're going to be in a bad situation. You know what I mean? And you got to point it out
right that
way. From a male perspective, you go to him and say, look, man, in 10 years, be with my cousin, daughter, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And if he don't got the answer, you say, well, look, man, you keep doing your thing. I don't think y'all should do this. And you kind of plant something in his ear. Now, some people might say, well, that ain't fixing the woman. That ain't going to change her. You can't change her. She's going to do whatever she wants to do, and you can't change him. All you can do is speak up and then move on, and then just when he comes to the cookout, play spades with him and hope he ain't bring his gun. That's all you can do.
That's all you got. Let him in the family fantasy league, you know, just do what you can.
Him. By showing love. You got to give them love. That's what you got to give them. Thugly love on all angles. You show them love, and hopefully they change over time. You know what I mean?
That's it. That's good. I think we did it. We did this topic finally.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's completely covered.
I think we did it right. Oh, yeah.
She was taking
this
notes.
Is
like, this is making more sense than I thought.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Thanks for plugging Bristol this weekend. Yeah, I'll be there headlining, man, and it's going to be a good time. Go to bristolcomedyworks.com and get tickets and all that good stuff. It should be a fun time. On Friday and Saturday, we're on show. It starts at 9:30.
That's it. 1320 Newport Road. Only reason I know that address so well is because I put it in my GPS so many times. But yeah. Now, first of all, before, is there anything else that you want us to know? We got Bristol this weekend. Anything for the New York people? I don't know.
Well, this is live, right? Is this live or this is getting
live? Yeah, live. Well,
okay.
Not anymore. The live listeners end at 7. Go
ahead. It don't matter. I'm on my way to Punchline Philly right now. About to do a showcase down there, so I'm there tonight. And other than that, I got stuff coming up next week, and I don't fucking put on my calendar. But thank you. Thanks for having me, man. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll post all that stuff on the show. Thanks for joining us, my man. That's my big bro. Thank you, Asia, my big sis. Thank all of you for tuning in. This was a great episode about love. I love when we're doing love, okay? The most important thing is love, okay? Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it, okay? God did it, people. Appreciate you. We're doing alcoholism. Mike Logan next week. Thank you.